The news that Supreme Court Justice Anthony Kennedy is retiring was announced only 2 days ago, but the nation's leaders are already talking about who might replace him. For a closer look at who Kennedy was and his jurisprudence, WRVO's Payne Horning spoke with SUNY Oswego political science professor Helen Knowles, who authored the book The Tie Goes to Freedom, Justice Anthony Kennedy on Liberty.
I wanted to look at what was the prevailing view at the time, which was that Justice Kennedy was not at all consistent in his decision-making. In my studies during graduate school, looking at some of his opinions, I believed that I could see patterns of consistency where other scholars couldn't, and that's what led to the book.
And some of those patterns were based in what you call his modest libertarianism. Is that right?
Correct. This is an element of libertarianism that every single flavor of libertarianism would agree upon, the basic principles being individual dignity, tolerance for diverse viewpoints, individual responsibility, that kind of thing.
And we can see that theory and theme throughout many of his decisions, including those on LGBT rights, abortion rights, as well as campaign spending.
Absolutely, yes. You know, overall, Justice Kennedy is a conservative justice, but in those areas you've just mentioned, I think he's more of a moderate justice, with the libertarianism sort of offsetting his general conservative outlook. In the decades going forward, he will be remembered for those areas of the law where he cast the defining vote, because those are the areas of the law that are most in peril in terms of who President Trump appoints to replace Justice Kennedy.
Beyond his work on the Supreme Court, what do you know, having written this book about him, that paints a larger holistic picture of who Anthony Kennedy was?
Well, I think that his work as a federal judge has really defined his life. He was appointed to the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals by President Ford in the 1970s. And at the time, he was the youngest federal judge appointed. And so he has been a federal judge basically for the entirety of his adult life. And prior to that, he worked as a lawyer and also did some night work as a law professor.
And your book reviews a little bit about what made Anthony Kennedy the justice he was on the Supreme Court. Can you tell us a little bit about his background and how that shaped his thoughts on the Constitution and American law?
He grew up in Sacramento, California, in a sort of socially conservative but also socially comfortable area of town. I think very much the area that he grew up in defined his life. This was a time when California was ahead of the country and ahead of the U.S. Supreme Court on a lot of areas that Kennedy clearly cared about. And I think those influenced his views of the law. And I think if you look at arguably the most important part of his jurisprudential legacy, LGBT rights, that's where I think you see the influence of his life growing up in California. One of the deans of the law school that he worked for as a law professor teaching night school was a closeted gay at a time in California when that was a very hard thing to be. And I think that really influenced Kennedy's belief that everybody had to be treated with equal dignity regardless of their sexual orientation.
Helen Knowles is an associate professor of American law and politics at SUNY Oswego and the author of The Tie Goes to Freedom, Justice Anthony Kennedy on Liberty. Thank you so much for joining us.
You're very welcome.